Good morning. You're listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, our guest is Elise Dymbosky. Elise is the executive director with Wools of New Zealand. How you doing, Elise?
I'm fine, thanks, Kemp.
You know, I wanted to talk to you about wool. I guess you're seeing more about wool. But before we get into that, let's real quick fill in some information. I know that for several years you've been associated with Wools of New Zealand as the head of communications, and now you're actually the executive director. You're driving the helm. Tell us a little bit about who the organization is.
Well, Wools of New Zealand has changed a lot in the years. In 1994 is when we separated from the Wool Bureau and formed our own organization. And over the years, we have been strictly a marketing organization. We work with partners that make products out of New Zealand wool, and we branded those products with the Wools of New Zealand, what we call the Fern Mark. And that just meant that the product was primarily made on New Zealand wool. It was made by a partner manufacturer, and it passed certain tests for quality and performance. And then we would help them promote that product as a standard of excellence in wool carpets and rugs. Well, in January, we were purchased by Wool Partners International, and they are owned half by farmers and half by a company called PGG Risons, which is a procurement company, meaning they work directly with the farmers, and they collect the wool, and they take it to the scour. We also own, Wool Partners also owns an export company called Block & Barons, and they own us. So together, we're a fully integrated company that can take wool directly from the farm all the way through to the floor. So we are basically a fiber supplier now, which is brand new for us, and opens so many doors of opportunity in working directly with the farmers and meeting the exact fiber specification needs of our partners as far as color, length of the wool. And so we do that as well as all the marketing and providing product development services, training, PR, retail support. So it's it's an integrity program, and we actually at Surfaces will be launching a new co-brand with the Fern Mark that it means that the product from the farm meets certain standards, third-party accredited standards for environmental, social, and economic sustainability, animal welfare, and traceability all the way back to the farm.
Okay. New Zealand wool is probably one of the best types of wool to be used with carpet. So you represent kind of the benefits of using wools that come out of that country in this industry, right?
Yes. And we'll be working with farmers that are specialized and passionate about what they do, because over the years, the farmers have not been getting enough money for the product that they produce. So many of them have converted to dairy, to lambing, to meat.
A lot of people may not realize that when you talk about wool, I mean, the farmer's primary intent is to grow this animal and eventually sell it for meat. And the wool is a byproduct. You have to shear these animals at least once a year for their own health and well-being. So,
yes, but the same sheep used for wool would not be used for meat.
Oh, is that right?
Right.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
It's a different industry.
Okay, so actually the farmers that are growing the wool that we use with carpet are actually doing this for the product of the wool.
Yes.
Okay, I stand corrected. Yes. All right. What do you think's motivating the, the increase of use of wool for carpet and rugs?
Well, wool has always been a niche fiber. I mean, we really only represent 2% of the flooring market. But we're starting to see a new curiosity for wool carpets and rugs, and it's fueled by several factors, one being price. You know, the price of oil per barrel 5 years ago was about $30. Today it's about $70, which is more than twice that amount, and it reached $147 a barrel not too long ago. So it's a very volatile commodity, and as such, the manufacturers have had to increase their prices. And what that's allowed for wool, which has remained relatively stable, is you're starting to see a crossover between the high-end nylons and the lower-end, more entry-level wools. And we've never had that before. And what that allows is for the salesperson at retail to cross that consumer over and introduce them to wool. Not only are they attracted to the beauty of it and the luxury, but once they get it, they usually come back for more wool because they see the added benefits. So our manufacturers are responding to that with more product. Dan Frierson was interviewed by you not too long ago, and he said that even though the higher-end market has been hurt by the economy, they still have experienced and done well in wool, and they're adding to their product line for fall with a lot of new products. Shaw Living, they're adding new product constantly as well, and they see it as an opportunity.
When you say, a minute ago you threw out it was 2% of the floor covering market. Now, is it 2% of the fiber used in carpet or 2% of the floor covering market?
Carpet and rugs and commercial and residential together. About 2. Commercial, it's a little higher, maybe reaching 4%, but on average it's 2 to 3% of the total market.
I would guess you're taking share.
Well, that's the plan, Kemp. We see an opportunity to take more share, and it really doesn't have to go up much in order to really impact our industry. We see new consumer, especially the younger consumer, who is more conscious about purchasing products that maybe benefit the environment. They want something that's chemical-free. They want something that is healthy for their home. They want something that is fire-resistant. So it has a lot of benefits in the home that improve the indoor environment, as well as benefiting the outdoor world around us.
I mean, not to oversimplify, but it's basically animal hair. It's like walking on soft hair, right?
Correct, yeah. Kemp, it is.
Now, I think a lot of people think of wool as being almost up there with furs, as being just something that the affluent can have, but that's not necessarily the case, is it?
Well, it's a luxury fiber, and it has such a look, a luster, that synthetics cannot emulate because it's and it accepts color so readily. So it's very true in color, very soft in feel. It's comfortable underfoot, so it supports older people who have back problems. And the fact that it's natural just feels good in your home. And those are all benefits that, you know, consumers are starting to recognize. One of the biggest apprehensions people have about wool has been allergies for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Because they have worn sweaters in the past that have made them itch.
Yeah.
And they think, therefore, that they're allergic. Well, that's just kind of like when you get a haircut. It's the tickle and prickle of the short fibers against your skin. They just think they're allergic. So as we can train them and as we can introduce them to wool, especially since the price is becoming more affordable, they're realizing that and they're really responding and wanting more of it.
Okay. The reason it's more affordable is because in comparison to nylon, I mean, it's not that the wool price has come down necessarily. It's just because it was when you look at the synthetic fibers, they've gotten a lot closer to the price of wool.
Correct. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Real quick, as we talk about Wools of New Zealand and your role, you actually have partners. You actually line up and work with the mills that sell wool here. How many customers do you have in this country?
Well, backtracking, we do have about 140 mill partners worldwide, and about 35 of those are in the United States. And these are partners that are dedicated to the use of New Zealand wool in their carpets and rugs, and they're willing to submit their products for testing in order to carry the brand. And we work closely with them. For many companies, we have a center in Ilkley, which assists with product development. We provide technical assistance and support. We also work closely with them on marketing, supporting them any way we can.
There's a place where wool doesn't fit. You know, if you've got pets that mess up on the rug, you don't want to get a wool rug, right?
Well, no. It's interesting that you say that. No, wool is very easy to clean, and a lot of that is because, like you said, it's made of actual hair. So hair itself is made out of scales.
Mm-hmm.
So it allows the soil to sit higher on top of the pile. When you have wool in your home, you realize how easy and how maintainable it is. The secret, though, is to get to it right away. So if you do have a problem with pets or kids, you need to get to the spot immediately, but it does clean very readily. It's kind of like your wool clothes. I mean, the wool clothes usually are in your closet, like a wool suit. It lasts forever, and it cleans well. So does wool carpet.
Well, one last question. We're about to run out of time, but there's something unique about New Zealand wool versus other wools. I mean, it's as far as coloring and acceptance of color, it's probably one of the most versatile, isn't it?
Well, New Zealand wool is known for being excellent for carpet fiber because it's the cleanest and the whitest.
Whitest, that's right.
The purest wool in the world.
Yeah.
So it doesn't have a lot of contaminants in it coming off the farm, as like, for example, like grass and things like that. It's cleaner at the source. So it's stronger, too, because of the environment that the sheep have to live on.
Mm-hmm.
Being up in the hill country and exposed to all different kinds of climates.
Mm-hmm.
New Zealand wool is grown for carpet. and it responds accordingly.
Okay. Well, Elise, we are running out of time. I appreciate you being with us today. We've been talking to Elise Dembowski, who is the executive director with Wolves of New Zealand, and you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloorDaily.net.